Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Belmont Stakes this weekend. Third leg of the Triple Crown, and whenever we've got a big race, we bring in Nick DeRailbert of Batavia Downs to chat about it, see if we will like any action on the race. Nick, good morning.
Good morning.
So Belmont this time around, what's the action looking like? What's the storyline for this this Belmont Stakes?
Well, it's at Saratoga, you know, again, it's mile and a quarter, a little different Belmont Stakes, similar to last year, but again, a little bit of rain in the forecast, just some showers, but by the 7:04 post time, tomorrow should be a fast track, but always a little bit of weather drama they throw in the Triple Crown.
Yeah. When you say just like last year, the distance has been moved over time?
Yeah, at Saratoga, it's tough on a turn to get the mile and a half. So they'll run a mile and a quarter, which is the derby distance. And it's just one of those things that'll be happening until the new Belmont opens up. We'll see that in 2027.
Okay, so a couple more years for the new Belmont Park. The new Belmont Park, what changes are they making to it?
Oh, they knocked down the grandstand. It's a totally new grandstand. They put in an additional turf course, I believe a synthetic course, a tapeta course for year-round racing. And I think eventually Aqueduct will actually go bye-bye, and there'll be only one racetrack year-round at Belmont Park.
All right. So for the Belmont Stakes, you know, the Preakness was about journalism, maybe putting in the performance people thought they would get in the Kentucky Derby, and as the favorite here in the Belmont Stakes, kind of a chance to, you know, there's no Triple Crown, but at least stamp a little bit of a legacy here?
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that he will be the, I believe, the post-time favorite. But again, the Triple Crown is tough. If you run all three races, I just don't know if he's going to have enough in the tank, and he's my second choice, but I'm going to go with a little different top pick.
And your pick is?
It's Baeza, the number six with Fabian Pratt. You know, John Sheriff's the trainer. He brings horses around very slowly. He did not have a clean trip in the Derby. He was sitting way back. He got some traffic, and I think he's going to stalk the leaders and get first jump on the leaders. He's going to hold off the closers, and I think you're going to get probably about 4-1 on him, the morning line price.
What is the whole field? The story at the Preakness was that there weren't a lot of horses that were running that had run in the Derby. What does that picture look like for the entire field this go round?
Yeah, you got some fresh horses, but you know, candidly, I mean, I think there's three horses that probably shouldn't be in the race. So you know, they tried to fill it. I know, you know, that some horses. Fletcher put a speed horse in against Rodriguez. And if Rodriguez was the lone speed, you know, I would say that he would have a real shot. But, you know, they put a horse in that only had three starts. So with John Velasquez, he's a five crito. And I think there'll be some lively pace up front. Not to say that, you know, we haven't talked about sovereignty. I mean, he's going to be coming back strong. Journalism, people think it's a two-horse match race. I just think they're letting the Baeza go a little bit under the radar.
All right, very good. Well, Nick, thanks for the time this year. And Baeza, the pick, so we'll be ready.
You got it.
All right, Batavia Downs in gaming, of course, for your needs this Belmont Sunday. I'll be one of the people that's able to say, Joe, I've been to the old Belmont.
Yeah?
The old park, yeah. Will I ever make the new one? That is to be determined. Might be a long shot, but I've been to the old one. And knocking it down makes sense, having been there one time.
Have you been to Saratoga?
No.
I have a couple friends that have been to Saratoga. I think that's a good trip, I've heard. They also are golfers. They've done Saratoga National, the golf course, and then also done... Wouldn't have been the Belmont, but it would have been, you know, just going to the track at Saratoga.
Yeah, the old Belmont, he said they knocked down the grandstand. For as big as a track can be and how many people can actually see the race, Belmont had nothing to offer.
Mm-hmm.
When I was there, most of the people that went to that race, went to that track, watched it from outside of the building. There's just there were not stands built all the way around it or different corners. Like the Derby, you've got, I mean, grandstand goes for, what, half the track all the way around one side into the, like, turn one into turn two.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot more people that actually can see the race, and that might lead to more people that would go. All right. That's my review of Belmont Park from the year 2001? No. 2006? 2009? Who knows? Whenever Smarty Jones lost to Birdstone, that's when I was there.
Okay.
I was there to see a Triple Crown. He lost. Guy was selling shirts. Smarty Jones, Triple Crown winner.
And he
didn't win.
Those shirts are out there somewhere.
I think I had one. I think I did buy one.
You have a Smart...
I had
a Smarty Jones.
It's long gone.
Would you have gotten rid of it the second he didn't win?
Probably.
Or would you have like worn it because it was funny?
You know, it would have been funny that day, and then like if I tried to sell it to somebody today, they'd be like, congratulations on your shirt.
Yeah.
You know, not exactly a collector's item.
Yeah.
803-0550, our phone number. We have a fantasy draft this weekend that neither you nor I have first or second round picks in.
Right. Yeah. Draft where you pick your first pick is 34th and mine is 35th.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tough.
Deep pulls.
We're like the, you know what? We're like the Vegas Golden Knights. That's why.
All right. We traded our picks for good players.
And we're too good.
I mean, I could have had a first, but I'm like, I'll take Terry McLaurin instead.
I traded my first away in a package that got me Josh Allen.
There you go.
Not mad about that.
The L.A. Rams, bleep them picks.
That's right. That's us. Don't need them.
But see, really, if we wanted to be full Rams now, we would have like 7 fourth-round picks.
That's right.
I have 2, which is almost getting there. But fantasy drafts are going to start firing up in the next month. Usually July is when most leagues are going. But there are leagues that draft in June. Really, you don't really need... training camp. Training camp can sometimes lead you in the wrong direction. It almost, right? Like training camp, there's a lot of splicing. What's real? What's coach speak? Oh, this guy's having a great camp. And how often that ends up not even being meaningful at all. Honestly, it's not a bad idea, I think, to get your fantasy draft in before all of the training camp stuff happens. Injuries is the only thing, though, that you're taking a risk on because there'll be more injuries.
803-0550. Next up, we've got Extendo Sports. Then we'll hand things off to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
And there's a documentary there's a sports documentary right now. It's getting a lot of positive reviews on a sports subject that I know like absolutely nothing about.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.